including site design, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. DS Services have been building and maintaining farm and commercial grain storage and handling facilities for more than 3 decades, so they keep a large parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and more. Visit DSServicesInc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Add more profit to your operation by calling DS Services today. 989-872-3318.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center and Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Randy sells bow and arrow packages, crossbows, and performs service on any brand. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns, along with over 1,000 scopes in stock. Don't miss the 24th annual used gun auction being held at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 11th, starting at 11 a.m. Over 125 rifles, shotguns, and pistols will be sold to the highest bidder. Browning, Remington, Winchester, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, and many more handguns than ever before. A complete auction list is available at randyshuntingcenter.com. It's all happening at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 11th at the Emily City Fairgrounds. So get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS. At Countryside Sales and Service of Sebring, they sell what they run. Countryside Sales and Service is your closest authorized dealer for Mack trailers and parts, founded by truckers for truckers. Countryside Sales and Service of Sebring has thousands of new and used parts in stock, with emphasis on Kenworth, Caterpillar, and Mack trailers. Open 6 days a week and open late for your fall harvest breakdowns. Visit countrysidemi.com. And Stacks Market in Owendale has all the necessities of life, including an ATM, lottery tickets, full selection of favorite beverages, fresh sandwiches, hot pizza, ice cream, gas, diesel, and many convenience items. Open 7 days a week, Stacks Market of Owendale. Like a little truck stop, but without the showers.
Your number one thumb area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
Hi, I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
How's your steering, stopping, and stability? Stay in control with a free inspection at Ubley Motor Service. The professionals at Ubley Motor Service will check your shocks, brakes, tires, belts, hoses, and wiper blades. Right now, buy 4 qualifying Napa or Rancho shocks or struts and get one free. That's right, buy 4 qualifying Napa or Rancho shocks or struts for the price of 3. Also, get up to an $80 Visa prepaid card with a purchase of qualifying Napa exhaust system products. From tune-ups to complete engine replacement, trust Ubley Motor Service. Good luck, Ubley Bearcats, from the pit crew at Ubley Motor Service.
September is National School Success Month, and at USA Schools, we take your student success to heart. When you think success, think USA. What does it take for you and your students to have a successful school year? At USA, success means more than a grade point average. USA Schools offers an environment that nurtures and enriches students' lives, opens their minds to character and leadership experiences, and one that produces value-driven adults and successful community leaders. USA has a strong core with early interventions. It's our mission. It's our promise. A USA school education leads to a lifetime of skills in academics, athletics, arts, and activities. The arts enrich lives and enhance creativity in careers and personal life, and creates a more well-rounded student. USA Schools would like to thank our principals and all of the teaching and support staff for all they do for our students. To enroll, or for more information on USA Schools, go to the website, think-usa.org, or call 989-883-2360.
You're listening to WLEW Sports Network's post-game coverage of week number one of MHSA regular season football with Clark Ramsey and Dave Hansen. Final score from USA, the Ugly Bearcats grab one on the road in week number one over the USA Patriots 28-18. Ugly now 1-0, USA 0-1. Dave Hansen, why don't you tell us how we got to this final score?
When we last left you at the half, Ugly had the lead 22-6. USA would outscore the Bearcats in the second half, but it would not be enough. In the third quarter, Tanner Foley finally breaks free on a four-play drive. He busts a 67-yard touchdown run. The two-point conversion was no good, making it a 22-12 Ugly lead. Ugly in the fourth quarter, middle of the fourth quarter, responds with a Derrick Brown one-yard touchdown run. Their two-point conversion failed, making it back to a 28-12 lead. And Macklin Gettle catches a 6-yard touchdown reception with 45 seconds to go from Ryan Kine. The two-point conversion no good, and that would be your final. The Ugly Bearcats 28, USA 18.
When you take a look at the offensive stats from both teams, the Ugly Bearcats end up tonight with 41 plays rushing the ball for 164 yards. 3-for-4 in passing for 75 yards. So total offense of the Ugly Bearcats off of 45 plays, 239 yards. For the USA Patriots, 39 rushing plays for 186 yards. Passing the ball, 3-for-7 for 28 yards for a total offensive production of 46 plays for 214 yards and a number of turnovers for both sides of the ball. Penalties were fairly light on both sides, especially considering it is week number one. We are less than 30 for each team. We'll get those exact details later. So including special teams, Ugly, 48 plays, all-purpose yards, 260, compared to USA's 51 plays for 280 yards. But that's a lot of kickoff returns for the USA Patriots.
Yeah, no question about it. When you look at those stats, you see a very close ball game. It really wasn't that close because Ugly took advantage of some of their plays, and then when you see time of possession and stuff, you'll see how close it really, really was. But again, Ugly took care of their chances, did what they had to do, and then put the USA Patriots in a position they didn't want to be in, which was down three scores at one point.
Why don't you take me through the time of possession there?
Yeah, time of possession, actually, Clark, was 24, just shy of 20, basically 25 minutes for Ugly, the 23 minutes for USA. 52% of the time, Ugly had the ball to USA's 48, so almost identical. That stat, again, doesn't really show you that much in this game because it really wasn't that close of a football game.
Individual stats now for the Ugly Bearcats. Matt Mychek had 8 carries for 33 yards as the quarterback. Leading rusher was Jonathan Brandle with 13 carries for 60 yards. He did have one fumble, but a very productive night, averaging 4.6 yards a carry. Nathan Keller and Greg Keller both had 20 yards each. Derrick Brown, 9 carries for 31 yards and a touchdown run. And, of course, Matt Mychek with 33 yards. Matt Mychek through the air was 3-for-4 for 75 yards and one interception, but he did have two touchdowns of 8 and 39 yards each. Jonathan Brandle brought in the 39-yard reception for the touchdown, Anthony Sweeney for the 8-yard, and then Nathan Keller had the 28-yard reception. That's all it for the offensive production of for USA. They were led by Tanner Foley, 10 carries for 110 yards and one touchdown, which was a 67-yard run over half of his yards in that one play, averaging 11 yards per play because of that. Following that, Hunter Bonehead, 5 carries for 39 yards. Macklin Gettle, 10 carries for 20 yards. And he may have had a touchdown. No, not rushing the ball. Joshua Lang, 8 carries for 19 yards. And then Ryan Kine, 5 carries for negative 3 yards. Max Slater, 1 carry for 1 yard. Ryan Kine through the air, 3-for-7 for 28 yards, 2 touchdowns and 1 interception. Tanner Foley brought in the reception for 1 yard for the touchdown. Macklin Gettle with the other for 6 yards. Macklin Gettle was 2-for-2 in receiving